long story short, this winter was pretty hot, warm, and dry for a winter here in western Colorado. Back in February and even March, we were looking at conditions as far as fire goes that were on the same levels 2012 and 2002, which were big fire years. As most of us know, we've gotten some snow and rain, quite a bit of departure from normal. What that really did for us right now, we're in average normal conditions as opposed to what we were a month or so ago. But it put fire season back a little ways, okay? We knew it was going to start early. We got the moisture. Now it's put off a little bit. The other thing that we're up against is with all this moisture and the moisture from the past 2 years, we've been a little greener and wetter. We've got a lot of fuel out there, a lot of grass, a lot of other plants, and that's still there ready to burn.
Well, and the fact that it snowed recently, yeah. I'm sure people are not thinking about wildfire.
Absolutely. They're thinking about the next fishing trip or whatever, but we need to keep that in mind.
And you mentioned that there will be a point maybe where fire season will intensify or the likelihood of fires will increase. When might that be?
Typically, lower elevations below 6,000 feet, it would be starting about now. We'd start getting busy. It's a little slower right now, but we'll see. I'd say 1st of June, we'll start getting busy, especially down Mesa County, Garfield County, and then fire season will slowly creep uphill.
How is the Roaring Fork Valley, you know, different as far as its vulnerability to wildfire compared to other parts of the state?
It's pretty vulnerable, but not in the places a lot of folks think. A lot of folks think Smuggler Mountain catching on fire and being a big problem. That can happen, but it's not as frequent a place that we would get fire as the lower elevations. I think of places like, for instance, Brush Creek around Snowmass, lower elevation, a lot of fuels, Gamble Oak, Oak Brush. That's where I'd look for fire.